Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 until the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Wrapping up our anniversary, our 18th anniversary day, in the beginning of our 18th anniversary week celebration. Thank you for hanging out with us. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is Age of the Customer. I just realized I haven't even said that all day long. I've been so excited about this, about our anniversary. Grace Marie Turner. How in the world could we celebrate our anniversary without Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Galen.org is the main website. ObamaWatch.org is the one.
Obamacare Watch.
I'm sorry, Obamacare Watch. Thank you. ObamacareWatch.org is the one just launched, all new right now. Grace Marie, and by the way, folks, Grace Marie is one of the world's premier experts on a market-based health care reform. Grace Marie, the Obamacare, as my dad would say, was thrown together with baling wire. They were pulling a nickel from here and a dime from there, almost to the point of where, you know, pick up a certain number of aluminum cans on the side of the road to help fund this thing. They were stealing money from all over the place. They were coming up with all kinds of wacky ways of dealing with, of taking over a sixth of our economy. And one of the ways they did that were these co-ops in each state, and they've proven to be failure. And you were one of the first people in the world to point out that these things were not going to work. Congratulations, in a sad way.
You know, and I think they're particularly interesting to small business owners because this was totally a government creation. The liberals who wanted a single-payer system, a government-run system, couldn't get that, so they said, no, we want a public option. We want a public insurance company competing with the private companies. Well, even with 60 votes in the Senate, the Democrats couldn't swallow that. So they created something like these cooperatives. We'll have the federal government give citizens $6 billion to create in every state a cooperative health insurance company. Start from scratch. And they couldn't have anybody on their board who knew anything about health insurance or had ever worked in
wow.
insurance industry. And it was a shocking. And it's now they were supposed to be loans. Congress saw this was, ew, this is not working out well. And they cut the funding down to $2.4 billion. But that is lost money.
It's gone.
But the federal government gambled on these citizen-run cooperatives. They undercut.
How much crony capitalism?
Unbelievable.
Well, how many people's nests got feathered in the states who were part of an organization?
They started and Vivashik got them up and running in 23 states. 600,000 people are going to lose their coverage because more than half of these co-ops already have failed. The rest of them are all losing money. They thought the federal government was just going to keep bailing them out forever. And Congress has legislation saying, no, you cannot spend any new
people,
money bailing these out.
Will some people pay for premiums that they won't get coverage because it got sucked up into the losses? So some
people will
actually pay premiums and not have coverage.
Well, they're going to, in New York, for example, which was the biggest co-op with about 150,000 members, it was in such dire straits that the health insurance commissioner in New York shut it down immediately. There are people getting cancer care
wow.
that cannot get a new policy
wow.
in the middle of the year, or they have to pay their deductible again.
Start over again.
In order to be able to continue
what
their care.
What a nightmare.
I mean, people have been so harmed by this.
This is what I mean, folks, when we've been saying all these years, this was never, ever, ever about reform. It was only about control. There's nothing reforming about Obamacare. It's a nightmare, control grab nightmare is all it is.
And it's all about politics, Jim.
Yep.
All about politics, and they passed this because small businesses have said for 20 years, our health insurance costs are our biggest problem. So that was the big imperative. We're going to get your costs down. Remember, everybody, every family was going to save $2,500 a year on premium. And everybody who's paying for health insurance is finding the health insurance costs more unless you're getting these taxpayer subsidies that all the rest of us are paying for.
Is this going to be a much bigger deal a year from now, or say 10 months from now, than people think it will be in terms of
well,
the big issues?
It's interesting. I don't know. But
in the election?
Kentucky, the Kentucky governor's race, it was an off-year election earlier this month. The Republican candidate went all out for the problems with Obamacare in Kentucky, which was supposed to be a state that was working well.
And he won. Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. Galen.org. Check it out. Quick break. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.